Today's daf is Menaches daf Yud Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The last 2 days, we spoke at a little bit of Divrei intro as it relates to the idea of Pigel. The first day, we spoke about the basic concept of what Pigel is. Chutzlis Manoi, Chutzim Koimoi, Dalet Avoidis, the different types of Machshavas, Pigel, Pasul Ve'im Baikaris, etc., etc. Yesterday, we spoke a little bit about some of the peripheral, some of the ancillary halachis that relate to the laws of Pigel. Malkus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you get Malkus on a Lav She'im Baimaisa. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Psachim that says that Pigel was Metames Yodayim, very Shver Rashi there. The idea that a Kohen that was Mefagel was also a Mask, that's why it comes up in Bava Kama Daf Hei and the Sugyas of Hezek Nicker. Regardless, before we start today's daf, we need to mention one other idea as it relates to Divrei intro, but this one a little bit more lumpish. That is, if you ask a man on the street, how exactly does Pigel go? He's going to say, it's Pasha, bringing a carbon, this Dalet Avodah Sadam, Shechita Kabbalah Lachas Rika. If you have a Machshav of Chutz L'Zmani, Chutz L'Mkoymi, during any one of those Avodos, the halacha is, it's going to be Pigel. Now, the truth is, the man on the street is right, but from a lumdis perspective, he's not 100% accurate. The zman of Machsheves Pigel would be Shas Avoida, Shas Dalet Avoida Sadam. But the reason you could be mefagel while you're doing the Dalet Avoida Sadam is not because of the fact that those Dalet Avoidas are the Avoidas HaMa'akvois as HaKarbon. The reason you could be mefagel during those Dalet Avoidas is because of the second hat that the Dalet Avodah swear. And that is that the Dalet Avodah Sadam are also matirin. Shechita Kabbalah Hoylocha Zrika serve two functions. Number one, that meratz. If somebody's chayiv carbon, he has to bring a carbon. What does it mean to quote-unquote bring a carbon? It means Shechita Kabbalah Hoylocha Zrika. There's other things, other mitzvahs, but that's all shiurei mitzvah. What it really means is Dalet Avodah Sadam. At the same time, Shechita Kabbalah Hoylocha Zrika are also matter, certain parts of the carbon. Specifically, the basa that was eaten by the Kehanim of the Bailim were aser, they were off limits, they were in the Rambam's Hilchas Machalas Asuros until you did the Dalet Avodas. Additionally, there was Achila that happened on the Mizbeach. The Emurim went on the Mizbeach, depending on what carbon was being brought, that would determine what exactly was going on the Mizbeach. But Akhtaras Emurim is referred to throughout Shas as Achilas Mizbeach, and that Achila too required a heter, it was Macholei Sasuroi, so to speak, and what was Materit, again, was the Dalet Avodah. So Shechita Kabbalah Hoylochas Rika really served two functions. Number one, that the Dalet Avodah is that two oif the Kapara, the Ritzui, whatever the purpose of this carbon is. Additionally, they're also Matirim. The reason Pigel happens during Shechita Kabbalah Hoylochas Rika is because Pigel is related to Avodas Hamater. And being that those are the Dalet Avodos Hamater, and we'll see even more accurately from alumnus perspective if we get there towards the end of the daf, what it means when we say Shechita Kabbalah Hoylochas Rika are Matirim. But for now, just speaking loosely, those Dalet Avodos are also the Dalet Avodos Hamatirim, and Pigel is related to Mater. More specifically, just to dig one level deeper, and then we'll start the daf, is that what is Machsheves Pigel? So we said in the context of a Zevach, you had one of four Machsheves. You were Mechashev to do Achilas Adam, Achilas Basar Chutzas Mane. You were Mechashev to do the Akhtar Seymurim Chutzas Mane, or Chutzim Kaime. You were Mechashev to do Shvicha Shirayim, or Zrika. What are those four things that have in common? They're all Achilas. Basar, the Kehanim used to eat, or the Bailam used to eat. Akhtar Seymurim is Achilas Mizbeach. Shvicha Shirayim and Zrika is also Achilas Mizbeach. So you're doing an Avoida that's Mater Achilo, and you're thinking about Achilo. Chutzas Mane, Chutzim Koimai. So Pigel Dreitzich in the world of Dalet Avodah Sadam, and it impacts the Ritzui of the carbon. But really, the punchline from a Lundis perspective is where Pigel is taking place and where Pigel is really causing issues is because you're thinking about Achilo at a time that you're doing an avoida that's mater achilo, and you're having a very bad machshava. Machshava zara as it relates to all this. Regardless, the yisoid of machshavas pigel happening during the dalet avoidas is not because of the significance of the dalet avoidas of being dalet avoidas on the chaprim, but rather it's related to the fact that these avoidas are also the dalet avoidas that to oif the heter basar. And it's for that reason, as we're going to see already in this morning's daf, that whenever you talk about Pigel, you're talking about a matter. Can I be mefago while I'm doing this avoida? So what's the question? The question is it a matter or is it not a matter? What do you mean? Is it an avoida or is it not avoida? No. Because the emphasis when you talk about pigul is you need it to be an avodas hamater. And that's why the terminology that's used throughout the sugyas of zvachim and menachis are matter or not matter. On that note, we begin a very, very lumdish shadaf. Sok the Mishnah, shachat shnei kvasim. So the Mishnah begins with a very specific type of carbon, and that was the kivsei atzeres. Every year on Shavuos, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a carbon tzibur that was brought that was very different than all other karbanos tzibur. It was a shlomen. The only shalmei tzibur that was ever brought was the kivsei atzeres. Together with the shlomen, there was also an oilen, a chatas, but there was a shlomen, a shalmei tzibur, and the shlomen was made up of two kvasim, tzvei shepselach. There was a shlomen. Together with that shalmei tzibur, there was also a mincha that was brought. It's what's known as the shtei alecha. So there was a mincha that was brought in the beginning of Sefiras Omer. That was the Karban Omer. That mincha was from Sa'irim. And you count 49 days. And then at the end of the Tisbru Chamishim Yom, they brought another mincha. This mincha wasn't from Sa'irim. This mincha was already from Chitin. Chasam Sofer says what's playing out is that on Tezayin Nisa, when they brought the Karban Omer, we just left Mitzrayim. Halalu oiv de avoy dezara, valalu oiv de avoy dezara. And then we go through the Madrigas, the Sphira of the Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, and at the end we're ready to be Makabel the Torah, and now we're ready on the level not of Soirim anymore. Now we're on the level of Chitin, and that's why we bring a Mincha. It's known as the Shtei Halechim. So says the Mishnah, Shachat Shnei Kvasim. If a Koyein brought the two Kvasim, the Kivtzei Atzeres, the Shlomim, Lechel Achaz Manachal Lamacher, and he had a mind to eat one of the Shtei Halechim Lamacher. In other words, he had a Machsheves Pigol. He thought to eat the Shtei Halechim Lamacher, but only one of the Chalos. Hikdish Shnei Bezichem, or if he was Makdish Shnei Bezichem, that was brought together with the lechem aponim, and lechot echad min astarim lemacher. And he had in mind not to eat all the lechem aponim lemacher. He had in mind only to eat one of the lechem aponim lemacher. Rabbi Yosi says, "Oisei achalav, oisei aseid shechishav olav pigul v'chayav and olav kars." It's chal pigul on the lechem of the shtei lechem. It's chal pigul on the bread that you are mechashev v'chayav and olav kars. But at the same time, the Hasheni, as it relates to the other bread or the other seder of the lechem aponim, it's only going to be pasul. But the aim by karas, the chachamim say zev is that pigul v'chayav and olav karas. Now both breads and all the lechem aponim are going to be pigul v'chayav and olav karas. So what's the machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the chachamim? The machlokes is if a koyin had a machsheves pigul while he's bringing the kifsei atzeres, or if a koyin had a machsheves pigul while he's being makted the bezichi lemoina for the lechem aponim, and he was mechashev the machshava on one of the breads, not on all the breads. So that's pashit, the whole carbon is pasul. No one's debating that. The debate is whether the special chayvi krisos that's chal on the pigul, so that if somebody eats it, he's now going to be chayv karas, is it only chal on the bread that was the subject of the machshavas pigul, or is it chal on everything? Rabbi Yosi says, oisei achala, for oisei aseder, shechishav ala pigul v'chayav and olav karas, but v'hasheni pasul, in by karas, the chachamim say, no, zeh v'zeh, pigul v'chayav and olav karas. I'm Rav Hun said, oi mohei, Rabbi Yosi, pigul v'yarech shol yamin, loin espag v'yarech shol smol. This chiddush of Rabbi Yosi, that the Mishnah mentions, is really the starting point of Rabbi Yosi. But if you know the rest of the story, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yosi used to say. Oi mohei, Rabbi Yosi, a much bigger chiddush. If a kohen is bringing a regular carbon and he has a mind to eat the basar chutzlas mani, but he had a mind to eat the yerech yamin, he didn't think about the yerech smol, it's not chal pigul on the yerech smol. The whole carbon's pasul, but as far as pigul chorus, that's only going to be on that yerech that he thought about. Even a bigger chiddush than what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said there's two lechems. Those are two independent breads. So Rabbi Yosi says, if you had a machshava's pigul on one bread, it's not chal the machshava on the other bread. Said Rav Huna, I heard from Rabbi Yosi even a bigger chiddush. Even one carbon, it's one unit, it's all attached. Even over there, if the kohen thought about the yerech yamin, it's not going to be chal pigul on the yerech small. My time, because Rav Yosi held that the machshava hapeiselus can't be worse than something physical that makes a carbon possible. Ilu itmichad ever mi itmile kule. If one ever of a carbon would become tame, would the entire animal become tame? Now Rashi says if the animal is intact, then the answer, of course, is yes. We're talking about where the animal has been dismembered. So right now you have the yerech yamin, you have the yerech smol, and there's an idea that if the yerech yamin becomes tame, it doesn't affect the yerech smol. So madach tuma, which is something physical. It michad, loy it michad. Certainly, the halacha should be in the world of machshava. If you thought about the Yerech Yamin, it shouldn't affect the Yerech Smol. Yibay say Makra, it says in the Pasuk, a pigul v'anefesh ha'icheles mimenu avinu tisa, and we learn from there, mimenu v'loy mechaveret. There's a mute in the parasha pigul that says that it only impacts mimenu, that's the thing that you thought about, but v'loy mechaveret, it doesn't impact everything else. Regardless, in the Mishnah, we had a machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chacham. If a Kohen brought the Kifsei Atzeres, and he had in mind a machsheves pigul, the machshava was he was going to eat one of the shtei halechem chutz lezmanai. The carbon's pigle. There's nothing to talk about. The question is the chayvei krisos of pigle. Does it only impact that challah that he had a machshava about? Or does it impact the other machshava as well? Same case as if the kohen was bringing the shtei mezichei levoina, which was matat the lechem upon. And he had a mind to eat one seder of the lechem upon him, chutz lezmane. It's a machshava's pigle. All the lechem upon him is possible. The question is the chayvei krisos. Is it only on that lechem that he thought about? Or is it going to be on all the breads? According to the chachamim, it's always on all the breads. You think about one, it's like you thought about everything. According to Rav Yosi, no, Usay Lechem, Usay Seder, that's where it's going to be Chal Pigel. Rav Huna in the Gemara took Rav Yosi's halacha and he dialed it up a notch. He said, this halacha is going to be true even in a carbon, where the carbon is attached. If the kohen thought to eat basar chutz lezmanai, but basar of one side of the animal, the Yerech Yamin, he never thought about the Yerech Smol, it's not Chal Pigel of Chorus on the Yerech Samal. And the Gemara now is going to ask Akasha on Rav Huna, and really the topic of the next Amid is going to be Shittas Rav Huna, and this is really a very, very long Lishur Gemara. Let's leave it at that. Eis v'Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asked Akasha to Rav Huna, lo'oilom ein b'ikoris ad she yefagel b'shteyem b'kizayis. And this is an excerpt of a Braisa. The Braisa is discussing the Kifsei Atzeres like our Mishnah is discussing. And the Braisa says that if a Kohen had a machshavas pigle while he's bringing the Kifsei Atzeres, it's not pigle, unless he thought about shteyem, which at first glance, the Gemara thinks means both breads. So if you thought about both breads, then it's going to be pigle. And then the Braisa says, bikizayis, a chiddush. That even though the sheer pigle is bikizayis, as we saw earlier in the week, whether you're thinking achilas adam, or whether you're thinking achilas mizbeach, the sheer is always a kizayis. Says the Braisa that if a kohen is bringing the kifsei atzeres and he had a machshavas pigle to eat both breads shteyim chutz lezmanai, even if he didn't think to eat a full kizayis of each bread, so the kizayis is only together with the two breads, that's going to be enough for, to have a machshavas pigle. So essentially, the Braisa is saying two things. The Braisa is saying, number one, you have to be machashav in both breads. That's that's the only way it can be pickled. If you're machashiv in one bread, not the other, it's not going to be pickled. That's the first halach you see in the Braisa. The second halach you see in the Braisa is that this shir kizayis, you could be mitzarif the two breads, says the Gemara. V'shtein in be'achas me'am loy. The first deek in the Braisa is that you have to be machashiv in both breads. If you're machashiv in one, it's not going to be pickled. Mani, who's the Tana, the Braisa? Ilei mirabonon. Is it the Rabbanon of our Mishnah? Afilu be'achas me'am nami. The Rabbanon said in the Mishnah, you don't have to think in both breads. If you're machashiv in one, the entire carbon becomes pickled, v'chayav in all of cards. Pshita, says the Gemara, it's Pashin Rabbi Yossi, that it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you have to be mechashiv in both, and that's why this Braisa says the only way it's going to be pigle is if you think in both. Stating that, the Braisa said another chiddush. What was the second chiddush? That even though there's a sheer kizayis, you can be mitzarif of the two breads to have a kizayis, says the Gemara. Bishloima, if Rabbi Yossi holds that bichad gufa, the halacha is, if you're mechashiv on one side of the carbon, it's chal pigle on the other side of the carbon. Not like Rav Huna said, that oimahoy Rabbi Yosi, pigle b'yerech shol yamin, loy nisbagdo shol yerech smoil. If the halacha would be not like Rav Huna, meaning if it's one guf, it's pashit, even Rabbi Yosi would agree, that if you're mechashiv on one side, it's chal pigle on the other side. Mishamachim et star. I understand why we can now look at the two breads of the shtei halechem as one, with regards to being mitzarif the shir kizayis. Because even though they're not really one, and here's the punchline that Rashi says, quoting a Gemara later, and that is that the machshava of the kohen has an ability to create some sort of bond, some sort of energy that now connects these two breads. That's something that the kohen could do b'machshavta. So even though the two breads are independent, we're going to look at them as one. What's making them one? The machshava of the kohen is making them one. So now you have one unit. So even though I have a half a kizayis of this, I have a half a kizayis of that, but I could look at the two as one and sezamin habichak. But the Gemara Tain is that only makes sense if Rabbi Yossi holds that if two things are connected, that we look at them as one with regards to pit. But if you're going to tell me that two parts of one zevach are viewed independently, there's the yerech yamin and there's the yerech smoil as it relates to the halachas of pigul, then freik the gemara trei gufi mi mitzdarfi. How could the machshava of the kohen be better than two things that are physically together? The best the kohen could do b'machshavtoi with regards to the shtei alechem is think about both of them together, thus his machshava somehow bonds them. So now you look at them as they're both part of the same mincha. But Tainas the Gemara, very nice, they're part of the same mincha. But Rav Huna said that even when they're physically part of the same mincha, Rav Yossi holds the two are not considered the same. Because pigal b'yerech yamin, lo nispag l'yerech smol. So if they're looked at differently in the laws of pigal, even when they're physically connected, then certainly you have to look at them differently if they're only connected via this energy that was created through your machshav. And if they're viewed as differently, how could half a zayis of this and half a zayis of this be mitzdarif? So tainas the Gemara, this one line in a braisa, which must be Rabbi Yossi, is a kasha and Rav Huna's understanding of Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara says the kasha is only a kasha if the tain of the braisa is Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the tain of the braisa is not Rabbi Yossi. Hamani Rabbi, it's really Rabbi. The tain we learned in a braisa. Who's this Rabbi? Again, talking about the kivsei atzeres. If a kohen shechted one of the two kivsei atzeres and he had a mind to eat a half a zayis of one of the breads, the chen chaver, and then he shechted the other one of the kivsei atzeres, and again he had a mind lechel chatzi zayis michal was a teira half a zayis of the other bread. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi said Oimer ani ichzok shezeh kosher. It's going to be kosher. Now why is it going to be kosher? Time adam chatzi chatzi. Because over here, during each one of the two kvasim, you only thought about a half a zayis. And really, the background is that we're going to see in a moment, and it's really going to be the topic of the Mishnah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that Rebbe holds, like most Tanoim, that ein mefagel b'chatzi matar. That any time you do an avoida and you have a machshavas pigel, to the extent that the avoida is a chatzi avoida, or more accurately, like we spoke at in the intro, it's a chatzi matar, it's not going to be chal pigel unless you thought in the entire matter. The classic example of ein mefagel b'chatzi matter is the dalet hazois that are ma'akiv in the chatois apnimiyois. So ordinarily, all karbonis, machlokes b'shamayim b'sol, it's the first mission in perek b'shamayim, mesachta zvachim, but when it comes to all karbonis, only one zrika was ma'akiv. So even though there's achashi shtayim and shtayin shein arba, and by a chatos it's dalet, but really all you have to do is one. With the exception of the chatois apnimiyois. By the chatois apnimiyois, the paraman esrafim, all four zrikois or hazois were ma'akiv. So what would be if you had a machshavas pigel during one or two or three? No, it's not going to be pigel because ein mefaglim b'chatzi matter. Each hazah is only a chatzi matter. You need all of them together. Another example of ein mefaglim b'chatzi matter is our sugya this morning. Kivsei atzeres. The two kvasim together were matter the shtei halecha. So each kevis is going to be a chatzi matter. So Rebbe said that if you had in mind chutzlis manoi on a half a zayis of one of the two breads of the shtei alechem when you brought one keves, and then you had in mind chutzlis manoi a half a zayis of another one of the breads, but while you brought the other keves, it's not going to be mitzdarif. You know why? Because what you have at the end of the day is on each chatzi mater, which was each keves, all you had was a chatzi zayis. But says the Gemara, what's implied from Rebbe? Abul Omar kizayis mishtei mitzdarif. It sounds like the whole issue over here is because you thought only chatzi on each chatzi mater, so you don't have anything. But let's say during each chatzi matar, you would think a full kezayis. But the full kezayis would be a half a zayis of this challah, half a zayis of that challah. Sounds like the halach is, it would be mitzdarf. Which is essentially that one line in the braisa that the Gemara just brought. What was explicit in the braisa that the Gemara brought, three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, is implicit in what Rebbe is saying. So Tana is the Gemara, maybe the Tana of that aforementioned braisa is not the Rabbanon. It's not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi. So what if it's Rabbi? So look at Rashi, the Let's the Bright Shira on top. The Rabbi Yossi lo Yairba. It's not Rabbi Yossi. If it's not Rabbi Yossi, like Tikshir the Rav Huna. You can't ask kashas on something Rav Huna said about Rabbi Yossi from a Braisa that's Rabbi. But the Gemara says it's very nice. You change the name, maybe, of who exactly the Tana is. But at the end of the day, Rebbe has a Shita. What does Rebbe hold? Rebbe Alibi the Man. Who does he hold like? In terms of our Machlaik is in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Alibi the Rabbanon. If he holds like the Chachamim, Afilu Achas Menami. Then you don't have to think in both, even one, because that's the Chachamim Shita. If you thought Chutzlis Mane in one of the Shtei Alechems, it's Chal Pigel on the other one of the Shtei Alechems as well. And Alibi the Rabbi Yossi, and if Rebbe held like Rabbi Yossi, then Hadra Kushal Laduchte. So you're right, Rav Huna said it in Rabbi Yossi. He didn't say it in Rebbe, but Rebbe is Rabbi Yossi. So at the end of the day, it's still going to be Akasha, says the Gemara, I hear. La'olam, going back to the original Braisa, Aliba Durabana. Again, what was the Kasha? Rav Huna said that when Rabbi Yossi says an Allah in the Mishnah, that if you mefagel in one bread, it's not chalpigal on the other. If you mefagel in one seid of the lechem upon him, it's not chalpigal on the other seid of the lechem upon him. It's true, not only for two breads that physically are separate of each other. It's true even in a zevach. You have a carbon, and a carbon's made up of two parts. You have the yerech yamin, and you have the yerech smoil. Even over there, that same exact halacha is going to be true. The kasha was that we have a brice over here, where the brice says, "Lo'olam ein baykaris ad sheyefago b'shteim b'kizayis." The brice seems to say that if a kohen's doing the avodah with the kiftzei atzeres, and he's thinking pigel in the shtei halechem, he has to be mefagel in both of the two breads. However, if he's mefagel a half his eyes of each bread, that's going to be enough. The Mara says the brisa can't be the rabbanon. Why not? Because going to you have to think both breads. Elamites Rabbi Yossi, and you see in Rabbi Yossi, it could be mitzdarif the two breads. Why? Probably because the machshava makes it one. But the problem is, if you, even when it's physically one, it's not one, because Yerachim and Yerach Smoil are considered two, then how could you machshava make it better than being physically together? Says the Gemara, Lo'olam Rabban. Really, the Kasha is the Rabban. What was the Kasha? According to the Rabban, why do you have to think in both breads? The Braisa says, Lo'olam ein baykaris ad sheyefagel b'shteyem. V'loy teima ad sheyefagel b'shteyem. Shmaki Gemara. Ele eima ad sheyefagel b'shneyem. Not with a tough, with a nun, not loshen ekeve loshen zoch. You have to switch it from shteyhen to shneyhen. What's the difference? The difference is Rabbanan are not talking about being mefagel in the two breads. The Rabbanan are talking about being mefagel in both kvasim. And the punchline of what the Rabbanan are trying to say is, lo'olam ein baykaris ad sheyefagel b'shneyem, both sheep. Because each sheep is a chatzi mater, and they're coming to say the halacha, they mefagel b'chatzi mater. They weren't saying you have to think chutz lazmani in both breads, because that's the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Think in one bread, it's chal pigel on everything. What the Rabbanan are saying is you have to think in both sheep, because of ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater, as it relates to the breads, but v'afilu b'achas mehem. You could think only in one. Ulafuki b'derameyer, and the chiddush is not rameyer. Da'am mefaglin b'chatzi mater, kamash wonderloy, that ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Ihochi, but the Gemara says if that's the case, my loy. What's the word la'olam? And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says la'olam mashma demapik mimilsa tuva. The word la'olam sounds like there's more than one chiddush. So if you say a vart and you preface it with the word la'olam, you can't just say one chiddush. It's mashma milsa tuva. There's a lot going on over here. There's a lot of lumdus. There's a lot of raid. There has to be a lot of diyukim, or at the very least, two chidushim in the statement that's being said. And this line in the Braisa was prefaced by the magic word. La'olam ein baykaris ad sheyefagel b'shneyem. So it says the Gemara like this. Gishmak. I amre bishloimo b'shteyem. U b'shneyem. Bishloim, if the way you're supposed to read it is b'shteyem. And really what it means is b'shteyem. U b'shneyem. V'rab yoisihi. And the Tana then of the Braisa would be Rab Yoisi. Because essentially, then, what the Braisa is saying is, number one, you have to be mefagel during both kvasim. And number two, you have to be mefagel in both breads. So it comes out with saying two chidushim. Ulafukim midirabneir, umidirabonim. It's lafukim midirabneir that holds that mefagel b'chatzi mater. Kamash malam bishneim, you have to think both kvasim, e mefagel b'chatzi mater. And it's also lafukim midirabonim. The rabbonim that hold you only have to be mefagel in one bread. Kamash malam b'shteyen, you have to be makabel, you have to be mefagel both breads. But how did the kabel lo'olam? So it's very nice the word lo'olam, because there's two chedushim. Number one, b'shneihem, both kvasim lafukehu, rameir holds mefagel b'chatzim mater. Kamash malam e mefagel b'chatzim mater. And also b'shteyen, you have to think about both breads. Lafukehu, the rabbanon in the Mishnah. Who the rabbanon hold that if you could just think in one bread? No, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. You have to think in both breads. Eli yamir rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me that the Tana is going of that price is the rabbanon, and the gear says only b'shneihem, because according to Rabbanan, you don't have to think in two breads. You only have to think in one bread. So what's the chiddush? One chiddush. Ulafuke midrameyer. You're telling me you have to think both kvasim as opposed to one. Meaning, ein mefagel b'chatzi mater. My loylam. The why loylam. What's the milsa tuva that you're coming to be memayit? That's the first kasha. So the first kasha is that how could Rav Huna say that oy mahay Rab Yosi pigel b'yerech shol yimin lo nespaglo yerech shol smoil? I have a brisa where Rab Yosi is for sure the tana of the brisa. How do I know that? From the word loylam. This whole cheshbon that we just learned. But I know the tana
is Rabbi Yossi.
And Rabbi Yossi says that even though you have to be mechashiv in both breads of the shtei alechem, but you can be mitzarif the two lechems for the shir, which is mashma that the two breads are considered connected. They're all part of a mincha. If two limbs of an animal are not considered the same in Hilchas Pigel, then how could two parts of a mincha that are only connected via your machshava be considered one? That's the first kasha in Rav Huna. The second kasha is, oh, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Toshma. Next part of the daf is lighter. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said, Mishum Rabbi Yoisi, name Rabbi Yoisi. Pika, but Dovanasa, Bechotz, Pika, but Dovanasa, Befin, Loi, Pika. The context over there is the Chatoi, Sapnim, Yois, the Parim, Manasrof. We know that it says the parish of Pigel in the Torah twice. Both times it says it is by a carbon shlomim. And it's because of that, there's a sheet of Masach Tezvachim that holds that the only time this pigle is dafka, a carbon that was born in the Mizbech HaChitzen. But carbon that was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi, meaning that it's not similar to the shlomim. The shlomim was born in the Mizbech HaChitzen. There's no pigle. Stating that, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says this pigle by carbonus that were born in the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Chomish Chatois HaPnimiyos, we're subject to the laws of Pigel. Stating that only if you meet two criteria, you have to check off two boxes. Number one, the avoida being done has to be an avoida b'chutz, an avoida that's being done in the azar, chutz lehechel, as opposed to an avoida being done in the hechel. Additionally, the machshava had to be about an avoida that's going to be done in the azara, again, b'chutz, as opposed to a machshava about an avoida that's going to be done in the hechel. Now, what part of the parim anasrofim of the chatayis apnimis was done in the hechel? The tzrika, the hazah. The hazah was not on the mizbeach ha-pnimi and part of the hilacha, obviously, by definition. But it was only the hazah. The shechita, of course, was done in the azar. We spoke about shechita in the hechel. The shechita was done in the azar. The kabbalah was done in the azar. The shvicha shirayim was done in the azar. The akhtar same murim was done in the azar. The achila was done in the azar. It was the hazah primarily that was not done in the Azara, but rather was done in the Hechel. That's this brisa. Rabbi Yoimer, Mishum Rabbi Yoisi, Pigel B'davar Nasah B'chutz, Pigel B'davar Nasah B'fim Loi Pigel, Keitzad, Hoyo Yoimer B'chutz, if the Kohen was standing B'chutz, meaning in the Azara, B'amar, and he said, Arini Sheikha B'manas, L'hazis Midam Adomachar, he had in mind to shecht, while he's shechting, to do the Hazah, Chutz L'zmanoi, in the Hechel, Loi Pigel. Why is it a pigel? Shemachshava b'chutz. It's true the machshava happened while he was b'chutz, but it was b'davar nasa b'fnim. It was about something that he's doing b'fnim. Oh, yeah, b'fnim. If he was standing in the heichal, va'amar, and he said, "Hareini maza amanas l'akdei emurim l'machar." So here he's standing physically in the heichal, and he has a mind to do an avoyde b'chutz, such as akdaras emur, or v'lish b'chshirayim l'machar, or to do the shvicha shirayim l'machar. Loi pigel. Again, it's not pigel. Shemachshava b'fnim, because now the machshava was b'fnim, b'davar hanasa b'chutz. So again, in each case, there's a tzad pnim. When is a pigel? Hoyoim b'chutz. If he was standing b'chutz, v'amer, and he said, "Arini shechel b'manas lishbach shirayim l'machor, lakdei emurim l'machor." Pigel, because over there, both are b'chutz. Shemachshava b'chutz. He's standing b'chutz, and it's b'davar nasa b'chutz, and he's thinking about doing something b'chutz. He's thinking about doing aktaras emurim that happens in the azar. He's thinking about doing shvicha shirayim that happens in the azar. Very nice. Who said this? Rebbe. Some have the girsa Rebbe Lazar. In the name of, that's what we need. Rabbi Yossi. So this is Rabbi Yossi talking. So essentially, Rabbi Yossi is saying that if a Kohen had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutz l'zmani, that's all we wanted from this. That if a Kohen had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutz l'zmani, which we know is pigel, but we need to know that Rabbi Yossi holds it's pigel. That's why we need this brisa. So if a Kohen had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutz l'zmani, it's chal pigel. Says the Gemara, lefkulei ma'am. What became, when he had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim, what became pigel? Ilem lefkulei dam. Did the dam become pigel? Dam means mefagli. Everyone knows dam doesn't become pigel. It's a mishnah, but tonight, ilvam shein chayav anolim shom pigel. I mean, these are the following things that don't become pigel, meaning if you eat them, you should be chayiv karas. Hakoy mitzvah levoyne vaktoris michas kara michas tzachom michas koy mashiach v'hadam elo pshita lafgulei basar. So it's pasha. What became pigel? The basar became pigel. Faith the Gemara. Whoa, what's going on over here? You're thinking about the dam chutz l'zmanoi and the basar is becoming pigel? Hashta, says the Gemara. Uma hasa madach over there, doloi chashe bebe basar gufei. Am Rabbi Yossi mefagel. If Rabbi Yossi holds that a machshav in the dam creates pigel karis on the basar, hacha de chashe bebe zevach gufei like koshkein, then pigel be yerech yamin, certainly should be chal pigel on the yerech, smile. Says the Gemara, v'oi, adritik asho, v'oma Ravina, Ravina said, toshma, hakoim eses amincho, and this is from Rabbi Yossi in yesterday's daf, right in the beginning of the parak. So what was the machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Chacham and Rai in the beginning of the parak? Machlokes was, if a kohen was doing kmitza, and he had a mind to be makter the levoina chutz l'zmanai, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be chalkpagel. But if you had a mind to be mak to the koimitz, moid the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was moid over there, that it's going to be chalkpagel. So it says the Gemara, we have another Rabbi Yossi in the walls of pickle. Let's see what Rabbi Yossi said. Hakoimitz says, I'm in chalakh shiareo, the hakter kumtsa lamachar, moid Rabbi Yossi bezu, shapigel, the chayav and olive kar. Says the Gemara, the hakter kumtsa, in the case where the pickle was to be mak to the koimitz chuslas mane, lafkule mai, what's becoming pickle? Elaim lafkule koimitz, is the koimitz becoming pickle? Meaning he's saying it's pickle, so if somebody eats the koimitz now, he's chayav kar. It's the same price that we just mentioned. We just said that koimitz doesn't become pigle. It's the shiraim that becomes pigle, says the Gemara. Where you weren't. So if the thinking in the koimitz can make the shirayim pigle, then how could you tell me that if you thought about the yerech yamin that the yerech smell is not going to be pigle? Says the Gemara, checkmate. Three kashes on Rav Huna's understanding in Rav Yossi. Meaning it's poshut that Rav Yossi held that pigle be yerech yamin, nispagel yerech smell. Rav Yossi only said his halacha regarding the shtei halechem. Rav Yossi only said his halacha with regards to the lechem upon him. Why? Why is the shtei halechem unique? Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan enters and he says, "I know time with Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to tell you pshana Rabbi Yossi because the shtei halechem is something that on the one hand hakosav hason guf echad vakosav hason shnei gufen." Even they're two breads, but they're also one. Guf echad, they're one in the sense the ma'akvi adadi, because they're ma'akvi of each other. You couldn't just have one lechem. You had to have shtei lechem. They're ma'akvi of each other. Rashi quotes Gemara's later. In halacha, there is a certain ikuv between one and the other. But they're also shnei gufin. The Amr Achmana haluchud avida v'haluchud avida. Because physically, they're two. Therefore, sometimes you look at them as one, sometimes you look at them as two. Arvinu, if you ma'arv them, misarvin, they become one. Da'kos v'asam guf echad. Al-zenemar, we look at them as guf echad. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that if you had a machshava on both, to eat a half his eyes of this and half his eyes of that, you look at them as one, because the two could be mitzarif to give me the shear. Stating that, kalginu miflegi, but if you were a ma'ar of them, then we look at them as separate, and the reason is that kosav asan shnei gufin, because the Torah at the end of the day made them into two gufin, simply because physically they're two gufin, and that's where Rabbi Yossi holds, that if you're machashiv in one, the other one's not going to be pickles. You want to know time of the Rabbi Yossi? It's not because he looks at every chelik of the carbon as being independent, no. A carbon is one. There's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yossi holds the shtei halechem are two. Because at Torah asan shnei, and in fact, even the shtei halechem could be one. Al yidei machshava. But the bottom line is, that is taima de Rabbi Yossi. Zok digmar vayte by Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yossi said his halacha with regards to breads. He said it regarding the shtei lechem and regarding the lechem upon him. That if you mechashev in one, it's not chal pigel on the other. The other breads that were brought as karbonis. By Rabbi Yochanan, pigel b'lachmi toida ma'u. Lachmi toida, if he was mechashev to eat some of the lachmi toida. What would Rabbi Yossi hold? It's chal pigel on the others or not? The minchas ma'afem ma'u. That was a mincha that came with many breads as well. Tanali rev tachlifa mimarovo. V'chein ata oimer b'lachmi toida. V'chein ata oimer b'minchas ma'afem. So one of the ideas that we had on Amud Aleph was the halacha of imefaglin bechatzi matter. Rashi asks two kashas. Rashi asks two very important kashas. If you look at the Yudal Amud Aleph, there's a very long Rashi, and Rashi over there asks two very important kashas. The erishta kasha Rashi asks is that it sounds like from the Gemara there's one sheet of Rav Meir who holds mefaglin bechatzi matter. Everybody else holds imefaglin bechatzi matter. In fact, Rashi. If that's the case, throughout Masechtas Menachos, we've already seen this, the Gemara talks about how if the Kohen did kmitza and he had a machshavas pigel, it's chal pigel. L'chura Tainas Rashi, isn't kmitza chatzi mater? Because there were two tracks that took place while the Karban Mincha was being brought in order for the Mincha to be considered to have been brought properly. You had to do Avoida with the Mincha, you had to do Avoida with the Levain. So l'chura, the kmitza that was done with the soilus had a counterpart, which was take the Levina out of the same exact Lisharis and put it on the Mizbech. Now, it's not called Kmitza, it's called Likud Levina. But Lechurit, Tainas Rashi, why isn't k'mitza always considered a chatzim matir. And being that the sheet of most chachamim is that e mefaglim the chatzim matir, why is the stimas hamishnayis throughout the beginning of Masechtas Menachos referring to someone having a mashav this pigle at the time that he did k'mitza as a good machshava? L'chur it should be chatzim matir. You should have to be mechashav while you did the k'mitza, and then be mechashav again while you did the likud levoina. Says Rashi, you have to say that even though it's true that the mincha and the levoina, or the silas and the levoina, both together created the heter, and they both created together the ritzui. But at the end of the day, you know why koimitz is not considered a chatzim matir? Because there was no kmitza that was done with the levoina. At the end of the day, one was kmitza and one was likut. So being makter the koimitz and being makter the levoina, that would be a classic case of chatzim matir, because they're both haktara. Doing the shchita of the two kifsei atzeres, as we saw this morning, that would be a chatzim matir. It's they're both shchita. Doing the dalet hazois of the chatois apnimiyos, each has is a chatzim matir, because it's all the same avodah. But over here, even though they're very similar and they mirror each other and they parallel each other, but one is kmitza and one is likud. It's not the same thing. And being that it's not the same thing, you look at kmitza as an avodah shleim. There's a shittas Rambam that we're going to see Matz Shem next week. But for now, that is shittas Rashi and Menachos Daf Yudal and Manal. That's the first part of Rashi. The second part of Rashi, Rashi says that the pashtas in the Gemara is that Ein mefaglin b'chatzim matir. It's only Rav Meir that holds mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Let's review a Gemara that we learned together yesterday. So the first Mishnah in Perek HaKoymetz HaSamincha begins with a machloikis Rav Yosi in the Chacham. A Koyim was doing kmitza, which Rashi just established is a matir. It's a matir sholim. So the Koyim was doing kmitza and he had a machshav as pigol. If his machshava was to be makter the Koymetz chutz lezmanoi, the halacha is it's going to be pickle. Everybody agrees it's going to be pickle. If the machshava was to be makter the levoina chutz lezmanai, over there the halacha is that it's not going to be. There it's machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. The Chacham says it's going to be pickle. Rabbi Yosi says it's not going to be pickle. And the Gemara says that it would have been very easy to make a mistake in shittas Rabbi Yosi. Meaning, there would have been mokum to think that the reason Rabbi Yosi holds that if a koyin had a machshava to be makter the levoina chutz lezmanai while he's doing avodas hakmitzah is because he holds in mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Meaning, you could have very easily thought that that's Pshana Rabbi Yosi. Pshana Rabbi Yosi is that being you're only being mechashev to do the haktoras alavoyna chutz lezmanai, and the haktoras alavoyna is only a chatzim matir. So maybe that's Pshana Rabbi Yosi. But says the Gemara, that's not Pshana Rabbi Yosi. And now I know that's not Pshana Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi is moida that if you're mechashev to do the haktoras hakoymetz chutz lezmanai, it is a machshavas pigol. Just like the levoyna is a chatzim matir, the koymetz is also a chatzim matir. They're the two sides of the same coin. They're the two chatzis that make the complete matter. So if Pshat Rabbi Yosi, why a machshava to be makter the levoina chutz lezmanai while you're doing the kmitza is because em mefaglin b'chatzim matir, then how could Rabbi Yosi distinguish between being makter the koymetz and being makter the levoina? Ela my time of the Rabbi Yosi is not because of em mefaglin b'chatzim matir. What's Pshat Rabbi Yosi? That's yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yosi holds em matir mefagel es hamatir. Says Rashi Gevald. What comes out then of this Gemara? Do the back of the envelope arithmetic. It means it comes out Rabbi Yosi holds mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Because if Rabbi Yosi held a mefaglin b'chatzim matir, the Gemara is tiny, that just like Rabbi Yosi holds you can't be mefagel in the haktaras alavoyna, you shouldn't be able to be mefagel in the haktaras hakoymetz either. Elamai, time of Rabbi Yosi is not because of a mefaglin b'chatzim matir. In other words, Rabbi Yosi holds mefaglin b'chatzim matir. By the way, says Rashi, it comes out the Chacham also hold mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Because the Chacham hold you can be mefagel in the haktaras hakoymetz, and the Chacham hold you can be mefagel in the haktaras alavoyna. That means the pashtas in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Like Rashi, I have a serious asugya. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, everybody holds mefaglin b'chatzim matir. It doesn't matter if you're doing the kmitz and you're thinking about the haktaras hakoymetz chutz lezmanai, or if you're doing the haktaras alavoyna chutz lezmanai. Although there is a sheet that's Rabbi Yosi, but that's for a whole other reason. The etzim, fundamentally, that would be a machshavas pigel. Because you're a machashav and aktara. It's a chatzim matir. Mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Now the sugi right over here, Menachos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that if you're a machashav during one of the kibtzei atzeres, only Rav Meir holds it's going to be pigel. Because only Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzim matir. And the truth is, we're going to see on Sunday, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the whole Mishnah, where the Chachamim hold mefaglin b'chatzim matir. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph would seem to suggest that mefaglin b'chatzim matir, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph would seem to suggest that mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Zok Rashi, you have to say it's two separate sugyas. Very, very poshut. It's a Rashi. Very, very poshut. The sugya in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is discussing a koyin is doing a chatzim matir, and he has a good machshavas pigel. A machshava during a chatzim matir, is that a machshavas pigel, or is that not a machshavas pigel? The pashtus in the sugya is, it's not a machshavas pigel. Al zeh nemar im mefagel b'chatzi mater. There's one Rav Meir who holds mefagel b'chatzi mater. But the Chachamim hold, and that's the halacha, that if you had a machsheves pigle during b'shas, the kohen was doing a chatzi mater, im mefagel b'chatzi mater. Daf Yudimel Amar Aleph is discussing where the kohen was doing a full mater. He was doing kmitza. We just spoke out the first part of Rashi. Kmitza is a mater shalim. He was thinking about doing a chatzi mater chutzlis manei. He was mechashev to be makter the kohen. He was mechashev to be makter the levoina. Haktoras hakohen is a chatzi mater. Haktoras levoina is chatzi mater. The chatzi mater is in the olam hamachshava. It's not that he's doing a chatzi mater and having a machsheves pigel. He's doing a mater shalim. He's just thinking about a chatzi mater. Over there, mefagel b'chatzi mater. When do we say ein mefagel b'chatzi mater? That's when the machshava happened while you were doing a chatzi mater. When do you say mefaglin b'chatzi mater? That's when you were only thinking about a chatzi mater. But being that you were doing a mater shalim, the tzad chatzi mater is only in the world of machshava. Al zeh nemar, it's over there that you're going to have the halacha of mefagel b'chatzi mater, a pashtut. But there's a very, very, very big problem. And the problem is that what's takib shad in the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph? We learned a little bit yesterday. What's this havamina that if you're mechashiv and a chatzi mater, that somehow that should be an issue? L'chura, we know that the yisoid of machshavas pigel is you're thinking about achila. Achilas Adam, achilas mizbech. And that's why when it comes to a carbon, there's four types of machshavas pigel. Achilas basar, haktaras emurim, which is achilas mizbech. Shvich HaShirayim, which is Achilas Mizbeach, and Tzrika, which is Achilas Mizbeach. You're thinking about Achila. That's what it is. The counterpart as it relates to a Minchas, you're thinking about the Achila of the Shari HaMincha. That's Achila. And Aktaras HaKoymes, Aktaras HaLavoyna. That's Achilas Mizbeach. But you say to Machshev as Pigles, you are Machashev and Achilas Mizbeach. What would be the Havamina that there should be a Halach of Ein Mefaglon B'chatzi Mater when it comes to the Machshava of Aktaras HaKoymes, Aktaras HaLavoyna? Bishloima, when I'm doing the Avoida, where the Halacha of Pigle states, that is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Halacha. You read the bylaws of Pigle, that's what it says. You need to be doing a matter. Okay, I'm doing a chatzi matter. So that's a shaylo. Mefaglu b'chatzi matter, eh mefaglu b'chatzi matter. So you trip up, because it's only a chatzi matter. But as it relates to what the machshava has to be, it's a different bylaw. There the law states, you have to be thinking about achila. So if I was thinking about a chatzi matter, it's very nice, it's only a chatzi. So in the world of mater, but we're not living in the world of mater. You're living in the world of achilas mizbeach. At the end of the day, the aktoras hakoimitz is achilas mizbeach. The aktoras halavon. Why should aktoras hakoimitz be worse than a kezayis of emurim? It's enough. It's a sheer chashuv. So it's not in the world of mater, it's a chatzi mater. Ob ichtaf nish mater. Ichtaf achilas mizbeach. You know what asked the kasha? The Briskerov asked the kasha. And the Briskerov said it teretz. And if you want to see it inside, you can take a look in the shiur of Meshulam David Alevi. He brings it beautifully, betuf tam. It reads easily. Once you go through these sugis, it's a little bit of an oxymoron. It reads easily. But the point is that we've gone through many of these Gemaras together, and regardless, it's in Andaf Tesam and Aleph. That's where he brings this. And the Briskerov said pshat based behektim on two yesoidis from Reb Chaim Briska. First yesoid is the yesoid in Pigel. The second yesoid is the yesoid in Mincha. First the yesoid in Pigel. We keep on saying that pigel is, you're doing an avoida, one of the dalet avoidas hamatiros, and you're being mechashev achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Chutz lazmani, chutz mkoyme. And all four cases, they fall under the purview of achila. Either it's achilas adam or it's achilas mizbeach. Stating that, Reb Chaim said it's natural. Reb Chaim said it's a mistake. Reb Chaim said it's true for three out of the four types of machsheves pigel. It's true for achilas basa. It's true for haktaras emurim and shvich hashirayim. Together, the lumdis of that machsheves pigel is you're doing an avoda of matter and you're thinking about achila chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. But when a kayin does an avoda shchita, for example, and he has a mind to do the zrika chutzas mani, Reb Chaim said zrika is not achilas mizbeach. Why? That's a whole other discussion. But zrika is not achilas mizbeach, and the reason it's chal pigel is not because you were mechashev in achila. Val zrika heis nisht achila. Why then is a chal pigel? Because the mechashvim may avoid the lavoida. Because there's a new din in pigel. Tzei dinim. There's a second din. There's a din that states that if a kohen is doing an avoida and he has a machshava to do an avoida, which avoida? Zrika. Chutz lazmanei, chutz mkoymai. Being that you're doing avoida X and you had a mind to do avoida Y, chutz lazmanei, there's a concept of mechashvim may avoid the lavoida, and it's for that reason it's going to be chal pigel. Reb Chaim said his yisoid primarily to say pshan and shitas Rabbi Yochanan. It's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the beginning of Masech Tizvachim, whether mechashvim may avoid la avoid or a mechashvim may avoid la avoid in the context of shaloi l'shma. So for example, a chatas and a pesach, shaloi l'shma is possible. That means if you do shchita kabbalah l'lachas rika, chatas, shaloi l'shma, shinu kodesh, shinu bailim, we know that l'lachas is going to be possible. What if a kohen was doing shchita And he didn't think Shalei Lashma. But he had in mind that when he does the Zrika, it's going to be Shalei Lashma. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Machshava Shalei Lashma. The Chattis is going to be possible. Rish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechash v'me avoid l'avoid. Rish Lakish says, Ein Mechash v'me avoid l'avoid. Says the Gemara, I'm Rish Lakish, but not me, no, how do I know Mechash v'me avoid l'avoid? The Pigle. If a Kohen would do Shechita, and he would have in mind to do the Zrika Chutzas Mani, wouldn't it be Chal Pigle? So what's the difference? If a Kohen was doing the Shechita, he had in mind to do the Zrika Shalei Lashma, it should be a Psal Shalei Lashma. So Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, what's have to do a Pigle? Pigle has nothing to do with mechash v'me avoida l'avoida. Pigle has to do with the fact that you're doing an avoida and you're being mechashiv in an achila. Zrik is achilas mizbeach. That's why it's not mechash v'me avoida l'avoida. You can't make a zrika psula while you're doing shchita. The word is, I'm doing shchita and the shchita is possible because I was thinking about an achilas mizbeach while I was doing shchita. What does that have to do with doing shchita and thinking that when I do the zrika, it's going to be shalei l'shma? Vas hot is mit mechash v'me avoida l'avoida. Had Reb Chaim gezog, vayis leis in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held that the machshavas pigle of zrika chutzas mani doesn't work with achilas mizbeach. It works min din mechash v'me avoida l'avoida. I was thinking to do the machshava chutzas mani, and that renders the carbon pigle. So says Rabbi Yochanan, if you find the concept of mechash v'me avoida l'avoida, when it comes to a pigle, you should find the concept of mechashme avoda l'avoda when it comes to shalei l'shma as well. Then Reb Chaim said even a bigger chiddush. Reb Chaim said that being that we just established very clearly from Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, there's other rise as well, but very clearly from Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the geder of a machshavas pigle when it comes to being mechashav to do zrika chutzosmani is he being mechashav in avodas hazrika. I'm going to tell you another yisoid that's mavur, and it's mavur in Gemara Menachas Daf Chav Zayin, Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin Menal. Where that is that the geder of what the definition of zrika is when you're mechashav to do zrika chutzosmani is talui, and what the definition of zrika is. When we say that if you had the machsheves pigle while you were doing that zrika, it would be pigle. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch that's going to govern the zrika you have to think about in order to establish a mechash v'me avoida l'avoida diga pigle of zrika is the same Shulchan Aruch of what dictates what's a zrika that says that if you had a machsheves pigle while you were doing the zrika, that the carbon would be possible. It's the same exact zrika. Reb Chaim's raya was from a Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Aman Aleph. The Gemara says zrika de shayu your basa mefaglo. Zrika de loy shayu your basa le mefaglo. That means if a kohen did a zrika shalei b'mkaymoi, so what's a zrika shalei b'mkaymoi? You put the blood on the wrong part of the mizbech. The halacha is a zrika kshera, but the basa is aser. You can't eat the basa. You can't be makdeh de emurim. Zrika shalei b'mkaymoi kim kaymoi dami, but the basa has issues. You can't put the basa anywhere near the mizbech. There's no achila on the basa. Says the Gemara, a zrika de leishar your basa lemefagla. If a kohen was doing a zrika shleim kohen, he had a machshavas pigle. He had a mind to be makdei demur chutzos mani. It doesn't work. Why? The svar is pashit, like everything we've been saying this morning. Because what's the lumdus of why you could be mefagla while you're doing a zrika? Not because it's an avoda, because it's a matter. And this zrika is not matter. It's a zrika de leishar your basa. So zrika de leishar your basa lemefagla. But then the Gemara says even a bigger chiddush. You know what the Gemara says? If a kohen was doing shchita, listen carefully, and he had a mind to do a zrika. That's pigle, right? But the zrika that he had in mind to do chutzas mani was going to be a zrika shalei b'mkaymai. See, he had in mind to do a zrika shalei b'mkaymai chutzas mani. It's a chitnish pigle. How do I know that? And there's a Rashi that explains it. A Rashi says one buzzword that reverberates within the kaisle beis medrash of risk. Umina. I know it. Because if the halach is that you can't be mefagel while you're doing a zrika shalei b'mkaymai, then if you think about a zrika shalei b'mkaymai, it does oichet nish pigel. Freit Reb Chaim, what's going on over here? What does one have to do with the other? I can't be mefagel while I'm doing a zrika shalei b'mkaymai. Why not? Because a zrika shalei b'mkaymai is leishai yabasa, and I have to be mefagel while I'm doing a matter. A zrika shalei b'mkaymai is a zrika, but it's not a matter. But why can't I be mefagel in a zrika shalei b'mkaymai? What's the criteria for machshavas pigel? Achilas mizbeach. Zrika shalei b'mkaymai is mechaper. It's certainly achilas mizbeach. Teretz has said, Reb Chaim Weisleis, unzer yisoy, that the gedder of machshavas pigel and zrika is mechash v'me avoida l'avoida. It's not enough to be mechashav in the achilas mizbeach of zrika. You be mechashav in the avoidas of zrika. And being that a zrika leishai, your boss is not considered an avoida. That if you had a machshavas pigel while you were doing it should be pigel. So too, it's not an avoida. That if you thought to do it chutzlas manai, it's not going to be pigel either. Al Kaponim says, Reb Chaim Gevaldig yisoy, just to summarize. And that is that although ordinarily the definition of pigel is that you're doing an avoida, an avoida samat. matter, and you're having in mind achila, achila sadim or achila subzei chutz asmanai, it's not the way it works by zrika. Zrika's pigul is not because of the yichus of zrika that it's a achilas mizbeach, but rather it works very, very differently. The gather is, I'm doing an avoida, and I had a mind to do the avoida sa zrika chutz asmanai. But the chashivus of the machshava is because I was mechashev in the avoida sa zrika. And if that's the case, it has to be an avoida. If it's not an avoida, the halach is, and that's a Rabbi Yechon, a new mechashev avoida, avoida, when it comes to shalei lishma, and that's the bir advar in why you need a zrika bimkaimai. But if you're mechashev and a zrika shalei bimkaimai, because even though a zrika shalei bimkaimai is achilas mizbeach, but in the laws of pigul, it's not considered an avoida. Because the definition of the machshava of pigul is totally in the definition of what zrika is. In terms of, if I had a machshava while I was doing that, it's going to be pigul. That's the first yesod. The second yesod is yesod of menaches. Beginning of the week, we learned the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua together. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita in Shas, in ein basar, ein dam. It impacts zvachim, it impacts menaches. And the context of zvachim, what it means, is if a kohen is about to do this zrika and there's no basar, stukah shtik flesh. You can't find not basar l'achila, there's no emurim, that's going to go on the mizbeach. There's no basar. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you don't have a kazayis basar, you can't do the zrika. Rabbi Eliezer says, what does one have to do with the other? Zrika comes primarily to create kapara. All the basar related avoides are shiore mitzvah. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to. But that's Rabbi Shua Shita. Rabbi Shua Shita is an aim basar, aim dam. Rabbi Shua said it's halacha regarding menachas as well. If there's no shiore menachas at the time that the kohen wants to do the kmitza, so says Rabbi Shua, you can't do the kmitza. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you could do the kmitza. What does one have to do with the other? As long as you're going to get the ikr purpose of what the mincha is coming for, I don't care. Shiore menachas is shiore mitzvah. So it doesn't bother me. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Bless the Shamuti. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Thus, the Rambam paskins and ein basar, ein dam. And if there's no shari mincha, you can't go ahead and do the kinyan. Stating that, there's a steer in the Rambam. Because when the Rambam brings the halacha of ein basar, ein dam, says the Rambam that if there is no basar, you can't do the zrika. What if a kohen did the zrika when there was no basar? Says Rambam, loy hurtza. It's not a good zrika. Because ein basar, ein dam is ma'akiv. When the Rambam brings the halacha in Perigid al Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim halacha chaf regarding a mincha, says the Rambam, and I quote, Kamat says a mincha, Va'acha kach nitmu shiyarei kulon, oy nisrifu, oy yatsu chutz la'azara, oy yavdu, lo yachter ha'kaimitz. Don't do kmitza. Ve'im hikter, but if you went ahead and you did do the haktara, purza, then the halacha is that it's going to be okay. And Reb Chaim asked the obvious kasha, to steer the Rambam. Why, when it comes to zvachim, does the Rambam say the halacha ein basar ein dam is likuva, that even b'di'evit, if you go do this zrika, it's not going to be a good zrika? Yeah, when it comes to the mincha, the Rambam says clearly lo yakter es hakoymitz, but the im hikter, if you did do the haktara hurtza, there's going to be ritzoy. Said Reb Chaim, half of a fell. Chaim said, we know that the dalar avoides of the mincha mirror the dalar avoides adam. You have kmitza by mincha, keneged the shchita. You put the kaimitz in the klishares, that's keneged the kabbalah. You take the kaimitz to the mizbeach, that's the halacha. And then you makter the kaimitz, that's keneged the zrika. The truth is, there were two things that were put on the mizbeach by every carbon. There was the dam, the zrika, and then there was the emurim, there was laktaras hakaimitz. Reb Chaim said, I have rayas from the Rambam, that the Rambam held that there was the equivalent thereof of the haktaras emurim by a mincha also. Where's the equivalent thereof? Daktaras HaKoymetz. In other words, Daktaras HaKoymetz accomplished two things. It wore two hats. Number one, it's the Zrika. There's no dam. This is the Zrika. Number two, it's also the Haktaras Emurim. It can accomplish both things. I'll just read to you a Rambam. Loshen HaRambam, in Perik Yudalet Halacha Yud, in Hilchis Psuli HaMikdashim, says the Rambam, Shehalavoyno im HaKoymetz Lemincha Ke'emurim Lezevach. Loshen HaRambam, in Pirush HaMishnayis, VaHaKoymetz VaHalavoyno Atzman Hein K'moy HaDam VaHoEmurim Min HaZevach. That means the Koymetz does two things. It's the dam and it's the Emurim. That really Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of ein basar ein dam never really works when it comes to a mincha. It's mufrach min ayubay. Because what are you going to tell me? The kohen has the kohenitz. He wants to put the kohenitz on the mizbeach. He looks around. He can't find any shiari menachas. There's no basar. If there's no basar, how could I go ahead and be mocked to the kohenitz? Zok Reb Chaim, it's not true. There is basar. You know what the basar is? The kohenitz is the basar. Because the same Rabbi Yeshua that holds a main basar ain't dam says, avad if there's a murim, there's basar. What's the definition of basar? You have to have either a kezayis basar or a kezayis murim. So Reb Chaim said, you always have basar. You have the murim. Where's the murim? The kohenitz is the murim. The Rambam held that although it's true Rabbi Yeshua's halacha was said by Menaches, because you have to have the Shiari Mincha, but at the end of the day, you don't have the halacha of a main basar Eina. What you have is the halacha with regards to the Katchilo Lo Yachter, because for that, Rabbi Yeshua did say his halacha that you need Shiari Mincha. You just don't have the Din B'diyavid of a main basar Eina. What's the difference? Man of Shach, either you have it or you don't have it. So maybe we'll talk about that on Sunday. That's a whole different lump. There's a whole shift from Shulam David Alevi's Ozan Gezut, but that's already a whole different shmuz. But as it relates to right now, say Rabbi Chaim, a major lump, this, that the way Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, the main basar ein dam, impact menach is not the same the way it impacts a carbon. By a carbon, you can have a mitzias where I have dam, but I don't have any basar. By a carbon, it's mufrich minei abay. It's never going to be possible. Let's take it back to our sugya now. We're learning a sugya where a kayin was doing the avodah. He did kmitza, and he had a mind to be makter only the kaimitz, or be makter only the levaino. The shaila is, should there be an issue of chatzi makter? The Gemara says that ein mefaglum bechatzi makter. The word comes out over here, mefaglum bechatzi makter. That's the steer that Rashi fa'enfer. But al kaponim, there's a sugya of chatzi makter. Take the miskrov. What's the sugya of chatzi makter? Why are we talking about chatzi makter? Chatzi makter is the taich that if I'm doing a chatzi makter, could I be mefagl or not? But over here, we're discussing what my machshava was. In my machshava, all I need is achilas mizbeach. Is that so pashit? Is that so pashit? That's true when you're mefagel in basar, in murin, and shvich hashirah. But when you're mefagel in zrika, you have to be mefagel in avoida. And what's the definition of avoida? Whatever avoida means in the sense of that if I was mefagel while I was doing the avoida, it would be a machshava spigel. That's the definition of avoida. If I had a mind to do that, chutzas mana. And just like you find zrika to lishar your basar le mefagel, therefore if you're mechashav to do a zrika, shalei b'mkoyim, chutzas mana is not going to be bigel either. So, today, mokim tzazogin, that a yoistak toras akut. And Akhtaris Halavoyna are both connected. The Zrika. Maybe the lumdis of Pigel in Haktaris Akhtaris, Haktaris Halavoyna works like the lumdis of Zrika. And the lumdis is basically going to state that you need to be mefagel and avoidas Akhtaris Akhtaris. And in the avoida Akhtaris Halavoyna. And if that's the case, you'd have to be mechashiv in the entire matter. Because being that you need the avoida, it's not going to be pigul mitzad da'achilas mizbeach, so therefore it's not going to be enough. So just like you can't be mefagel in a zrika shalei b'mkoyim chutzas mana, because it's not considered avoida, and when it comes to machshava in pigul chutzas mana, you need avoida as zrika. So too, if you're mefagel in a chatzi mater in the aktaras akoymes or the aktaras alavoida, it's not going to be machshava as pigul either, because just like you can't be mefagel in a chatzi mater, I can't be mefagel thinking about a chatzi mater either. Kamash Malon, that the student of in every actor is Kaimas, actor is Halavoyna. It's true, the Kaimas and the Levoyna is Bemakam the Dan, but it's also Bemakam the Imurim. And being that it's also Bemakam the Imurim, on the Imurim level, there is a concept of Achilas Mizbeach, that's why you can be Mefagel Bechatzi Matar. So this Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara Dafid Gimel Amar Aleph, whether it passes to say Mefagel Bechatzi Matar, A Mefagel Bechatzi Matar, when you are Mechashiv in Achatzi Matar, which at first glance is Tamua, Briskarov said that based on the two Yesoidas of Reb Chaim, Yesoid number one, that the pigle in Zrika is pigle in the Avodas Zrika. And you saw it number two, that the Kaimitz and the Levina really wear two hats. They're B'makim the Zrika and they're the B'makim Emurim. That was the Shakla V'tayr. The Gemara thought maybe you have the Allah of Eim Afagim B'chatzim Matar, because maybe pigle in Haktaras Hakimis Haktaras Alavoyna is pigle in the Avodas Haktara, just because it's B'makim the Dam. So it's pigle in the Avodas Zrika. If that's the case, if I can't be Mefagel while I'm doing a Chatzim Matar, I can't be Mefagel in a Chatzim Matar. Kamashmoa, this has nothing to do with Mefagel in a Chatzim Matar. Because it's true, I'm thinking in a Chatzim Matar. But I don't need the Avodah of the Haktara in order to make it a Machshavas Pigle. I could have it pigle mitzad Achilas Mizbeah. Because in Kaimitz Alavoyna, there's another din. It's also B'makim the Emurim. And by Emurim, I don't need Avodah. I just need that it should be Achilas Mizbeach, and based on that, it's going to be Pizzle.